Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. This week we are playing for tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field on May 15th. That is 2 weeks from Wednesday, and I'm
going
to be there.
I'd say rumor has it you're going.
This is my first weeknight concert since starting the morning show with you guys. So I'm excited to see how I do that next Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
Let's meet our cellmates this morning. We have Daniel in Snohomish. Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us, why did you get demoted?
I got demoted because they interpreted my phrase as downplaying the company and the people that made those decisions, where I was more talking about the situation. And that's what was very clear. And once I got put under investigation, they started asking the people that were on the call. They said, no, he wasn't talking about the people. He was talking about the situation.
So you got in trouble. So you got in trouble with your work for something that you do you remember exactly what you said?
Oh, I know exactly what I said.
Oh, does it involve curse words, first of all?
No, it's an inventive way of expressing the same idea without curse words.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear it.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Right now, just the phrase?
Yeah, what did you say that got you in trouble?
I said, hey, Grin and Barrett, we will survive this showcase of feces together.
I like it.
I do too. Do you still work for that company?
Yes, I do. They put me under investigation, but they said they figured out what was wrong. I still had to say I'm sorry, my bad. But at the same time, yeah, I ended up getting my position back, and now I've been there for another 4+ years.
Has the showcase improved? Is it no longer feces? Has it been something? Has it been upgraded since then?
In this particular situation, yes, it has improved. However, there are always others, but, it happens.
Unfortunately, yeah. His cellmate had a prison break.
Yeah,
Terry and Tequila.
We lost your cellmate, Daniel, so here's the way we're going to do this game now.
Okay.
You have three questions, and you only have to get one of them right to win the tickets.
Okay.
All right, so three chances to win the tickets to the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field. Your
All
first
right.
question, are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many people have served as President of the United States?
Um, 46.
Oh, it's actually 45.
There
have been 46 presidencies, 45 presidents. All right, next question.
Yeah. Here in Cleveland.
How many sides? How many sides does a nonagon have?
Nonagon?
Nonagon.
Nine.
Yeah, baby!
There we go.
Daniel, that was just too easy, wasn't it?
Hell yeah.
Have you seen the Rolling Stones before?
Not live, no.
So I saw them for the first time back in 2019, and I'm so excited to be going in a couple of weeks here, and I hope to see you at the show, my friend.
Man, that's pretty wild to see to be excited to see a whole bunch of senior citizens.
I still love that the show is sponsored by AARP. I think that is the funniest thing, and I love that they've embraced that. Like, they're just like, screw it, yeah, let's have some fun with AARP.
That's how we got our presale tickets. You had to be an AARP card carrying member, and thankfully, my parents are that.
I'm pretty sure I saw my buddy Keith post on social media that the Steel Panther show over the weekend was also like. There were some giveaways happening through AARP, and I'm like, that seems rather interesting. Like, to say, are you going to see Grandma at Steel Panther?
Heck yeah.
Why not, right? Yeah. Her singing the community property song? That would be amazing.
I would pay extra to see that.
Yeah.
Well, and the Stones, like, some, you know, they're getting up into their 80s, but they're in amazing shape. I think that Mick Jagger is married to a former ballerina, so he's actually trained in ballet.
No, he's still moving. The one that always worries me is Keith Richards. I feel like if they ever stop touring, that's when all of his bad health issues are going to hit him. Like, so long as they keep moving and keep touring, he's able to keep going.
Well, I'm very excited for the show. I'm going to be partying with Daniel in Snohomish. A woman was arrested all because of a short skirt, and she wasn't the one wearing the skirt. We're going to tell you what happened after the Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
A Utah woman is facing sexual battery charges after pulling down a teenager's skirt because she felt it was too short and she was showing too much cheek.
And this is someone that she didn't even know. So nope. She just went up to a stranger and just basically pulled on her skirt.
So here is a clip from a video taken of the incident where the woman scolded the teen after allegedly pulling down her skirt.
I have been to work from state, and if I have to watch your ass cheeks hanging out again, I will call CPS.
Did she say she was going to call CPS?
Yes. It's always great when the teenage girls are a lot brighter than this adult woman.
Well, the teenage girls, of course, have TikToks.
Yes. So. Dude, I saw some of the looks on some of these girls' faces. They're just like looking at this lady like she's insane. And I don't know if you've seen the video. And I didn't get to see the picture of the girls, the one that she was pulling on the skirt. But the other girls were all wearing short skirts, but nothing to like, go lose your mind over. It seemed a little ridiculous. And also, I would love for you to call the cops. I'd be like, I want to hear this phone call. I want to hear you talk to the police and say, I'm calling because I'd like to report a short skirt.
Well, here is the action from TikTok.
She comes up to my friend and she reaches under her skirt, yanks it down, and then squeezes her sides because she's wearing a crop top. And it's like, you're probably underage. You probably shouldn't be wearing that. So my friend comes in, she's in shock, and she's telling us all, like, what happened. And we're all obviously talking about it in the waiting room. And we're looking at her, you know, you can tell that we're talking about what just happened. And that's when she comes up and everything goes down in the video, where she's like, I'm gonna call CPS. Like, bitch, what the f***?
Okay, that's the best part of the entire time. Bitch, what the F?
Yeah, just don't touch people.
And I guess I saw somebody, I think it was the same girl that on the TikTok videos, she was posting something along the lines of, I guess this woman was at the same restaurant with her kid, who's like a teenager, like an underage teenager, who was going to like some kind of like a prom or a dance or something along those lines, and she was the chaperone. Oh. And so a lot of people are just like, was mom just upset because maybe her son was just, finding some new girls to stare at, and then mom's just freaking out. It just seems whole ridiculous. Like, and I guess they did like a search on like what how does she work for the city? I think she worked for like a college or something along those lines. It was just, the whole thing is just ridiculous. And I think the lady was like, I felt in fear for my life. And everyone's like, what do you mean you were in fear for your life? These are just teenage girls just having a good night out. And they're older teenagers. It's not even like they're like 13. It's like you're talking about like 18, 19 year old girls.
And you don't have to look. Look away.
Could you imagine someone walking up to you? I wish that would happen to Sarah. That would be hilarious.
Sarah would retaliate.
I don't think Sarah or her friends would have the same calmness that these girls had when they were dealing with, as everyone's calling her, as the ultimate Karen.
No, not at all. Like, just even watching the video now, it's infuriating me. It might be my first physical fight I would get into.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
You would punch her?
I guess
if she grabs you.
I mean, fair game.
It's a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd punch her. I don't know how, like, I would definitely grab her by the hair, though.
You're in the face.
Oh, yeah, my knee would be stronger than my fist.
Well, it's because you're like, look, you touched me. I didn't even mean to. It just involuntarily just shot up into your nose.
Yeah, it's the reflexes.
You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media. Our handle is at Daily Migs. Cicadas are taking over. There's about a dozen states that are going to have a massive resurgence of these cicadas. It's like every 13 years, every 17 years.
I heard that there's now zombie cicadas.
It's some sort of a fungus that they carry that makes them lose their limbs, and then they have hypersexual behavior as well.
What does that even mean? Oh, are they trying to do the humans, or are they just doing each other?
I don't know, but researchers say about 10% of the cicadas are infected with this fungus.
So they have like STDs?
Something along those lines. They're calling them flying salt shakers of death for their ability to spread the fungus.
I'd rather call them dirty zombie cicadas.
Gross.
So flying salt shakers of death. That sounds like a great band name, though.
If you missed it on Friday, my son Barrett shared with us a very fun fact that he learned about cicadas. Barrett, tell me about cicadas. What's something funny about cicadas?
They pee really fast and are animal.
They pee faster than all the animals?
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Even an elephant?
Yes!
What's going on? Did he get attacked by a zombie cicada?
I think he like slapped himself in the face and then hit and then like strummed the guitar. My child is up. He's a maniac, you guys.
This is the after effect of being bit by a zombie cicada.
Yes!
In your house.
But he did learn that cicadas urinate 2 to 3 times faster than any other animal on the planet.
Well, now that's getting me a little concerned about also, when you're talking about them being hypersexual, is that the only thing that they do fast, or is there other stuff going on that's fast?
That's a solid question. We got to find out from these researchers. Yes! He's going to be a guitar player someday.
Now, we're not dealing with cicadas here, are we?
No, I don't think they can survive in this climate.
No.
I feel like it has to be like a humid climate.
Oh, okay.
I think there's supposed to be some level of humidity for a...
Did we ever have cicadas?
I don't think so.
Man, I am stupid then. Because I thought I had cicadas in my backyard last year. Because they looked... I was trying to find what these weird bugs were that were just dead on my backyard area. And there was like a whole bunch of them. And they kind of look like cicadas, but maybe there was something else.
Yeah. Was it a termite?
I don't know.
Because we get a lot of termites around these parts.
I was pretty fired up. I had a snail in my backyard. That was pretty awesome until our new puppy almost took it. And I was like, no, don't. I was like, this thing is so cool.
They are pretty cool.
I realize I'm such a city boy. I've never seen a snail up close.
Don't ever tell Sarah that you have snails. She will show up. She gets so fired up at snails and slugs, Steve. I've never seen somebody celebrate them more.
Why?
I like them. Okay.
I love them so much. And then when you go on a hike and maybe it had like rained the night before or something, they're everywhere. They bring me so much joy.
Sarah, you don't want to know what happens when they enter Taryn's garden.
How so? Why? You kill them?
I mean, I have things that kill them.
What do you mean, things
like
that kill them?
Like your new bats that you're housing in your...
Sluggo. Sluggo is a product that we use to keep them out of the garden. But you know, another thing you can do is put a little like dish with beer in it and you bury it like at the soil
level. What's your
beef
with snails?
Because they eat your garden plants.
Well, they're hungry.
I thought this snail was stupid because it was on my fake grass. I'm like, dude, what are you even doing? Like... Why are you even there? Like, I picked him up with a shovel and brought him into the front. I'm like, I feel like you could do more in the front, and plus my dog won't eat you.
Yeah, but they do a lot of damage in the garden, Sarah. You don't want that.
I took a picture of it, too.
He's so cute.
I was so fired up about seeing
a
snail.
He is pretty cute.
Tatum, not so much. She's like, I brought her into the front. I'm like, do you want to see the snail? She's like, I already saw the picture, Dad. I'm like, okay, it's at that moment I realized my daughter is afraid of snails.
Oh, no.
Thank you for saving the snail, though. No, Steve, they go unlike someone.
They go drink
the
beer.
The murderer, Taryn Daly, over
they
here.
Drown in the beer. Sorry.
I cannot believe you do that.
I'm trying to feed my family, Sarah.
Go to the grocery store, Taryn. Let the slugs and snails survive.
Let's check with Barrett and see what he thinks. Of course, we can't.
Barrett, be on my side.
Yes!
There we go.
He's just a little slug snail murderer, too.
He is a ball of chaos, you guys.
So you just see it die, and then you pick it up and throw it away? Or what are you doing?
Well, do
you
feed it to someone? If the chickens encounter...
Why don't you make it into, like, escargot?
The chickens will eat them, too. The chickens love snails. They love snails and slugs.
I feel like your whole, like, setup is that you bring in different animals to kill other animals or insects or things along those lines.
Yeah. Now
you
own little ecosystem.
Now you got bats to take out the, as you call them, the skeeters.
Yep. I feel like you guys are the only three people that don't know the term skeeters or didn't know the term skeeters.
The only skeeter I knew was my buddy in college. And I was like, why are bats taking out my buddy from college? I didn't know that mosquitoes were called skeeters. Although we got a bunch of people texting about the skeeters song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think we can even say it. Something about whacking skeeters.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a skeeter on. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole thing.
About skeeter, some other person named Peter, and things being whacked.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a morning.
Yes!
Earlier this morning, we talked to Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil of Motley Crue as they have a brand new song out now called Dogs of War. And many Motley Crue fans are totally digging it, but not everyone. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Motley Crue just released a brand new song and video titled Dogs of War. Here is a sample of that song.
We got to chat with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx earlier this morning. Check out the Daily Migs Daily podcast to be able to hear that interview with those boys.
The song seems to be a bit polarizing for the fans. Some are absolutely digging the new sound with John 5 on guitar, but others seem to hate it. So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, well, we came across a few social media posts of the video of the song. And we sent them to our production director, Jason. And we said, pick out your favorite ones. Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD. And so he pulled out some of his favorite comments, some of his favorite reactions, and did his own voice to reenact what those people were saying. Are you ready to hear the first comment about Motley Crue's song, Dogs of War?
Born ready.
All right, here we go.
It sucks!
I mean, it's a very well thought out opinion. I disagree.
I completely disagree.
I really like the song.
I do too.
All right, here's our next comment.
Man, it was so good until the vocals came in. Bad melodies, worse lyrics. It's a damn shame.
Oh, damn.
I do appreciate at least he had like some things he could point out as opposed to just saying it sucks.
Yes.
Y'all, I love you, but this needs to be unreleased ASAP.
That's clever. Don't agree, but I think that's pretty clever. Sometimes I love the miserable people who do have a clever response.
Oh, yeah.
sounds like the songs you write when you're 13.
I can write a song like that when I was 13. Although some people are saying that AI helped them write it, which I don't know if that's true or not. I just saw a bunch of articles about that, which that's crazy if the robots are helping them write the songs.
The
not
robots
13-year-olds.
The robots do know what's up.
And many people say robots write like a 13-year-old.
That is a no. What the
I just love how simple some of these responses are. People are just angry. Angry at Motley Crue for putting out new music. Oh. A couple more comments about the new Motley Crue song. Are you ready, Taryn?
I'm ready.
As lame as I expected. Or the half I could watch. LOL, their music video's AI. And they're all skinny. I bet this was Vince Neil's idea. Fat ass!
Wow. And now we're body shaming? What is wrong with people?
And honestly, we did the interview on Zoom. Vince was looking good.
They both looked great.
Yes. And of course, we were a little distracted by his Stanley Cup championship ring for some reason that he has with the Vegas Golden Knights, which I thought was just crazy. All right, we have one more comment.
Let's do it.
Will it be as miserable as the other seven? We shall find out.
Every Motley album released has been unforgettable. If the rest of the new material is as lazy and as uninspired as this, you should just hang it back up and retire.
I mean, I guess they always say no PR is bad PR.
There are some people, quite a few people texting and saying, I'm loving the new song. I think it has a cool new vibe to it. And I think John 5 does a great job. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not Mick Mars on guitar. Mick Mars has just had his own style, his own sound. Like, I mean, he was very noticeable for how he played the guitar. And I thought John 5's a great pickup.
And he and Nikki Sixx go way back. I think, I don't remember who was the best man in which one's wedding, but they are super tight. So I think it makes sense that they extended that invitation to him. And I think it's going to be a great new iteration of the band.
I love our texters seem to kind of be just as polarized. I thought the new song is pretty badass. Next text, that was horrible.
The music video is rad, though. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, their airplane is like a flying shark.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
And then they get snorted. It's crazy.
Rockaholics, for years, Nirvana fans have heard of an unreleased Nirvana song, but it was nowhere to be found until recently, as it was just found online. We have it for you to hear after the Foo Fighters. The Daily Mix Show. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be hit by a bus?
In a way, yeah, kinda.
Well, this just happened to one of your friends, Steve Miggs.
It did.
And you might know him too, Rockaholics, as this happened to AEW's Darby Allin while in New York. We're going to chat with Darby about this tomorrow morning at this time at 8:30.
8:30. Thankfully, he's okay, but man, the pictures are gnarly, and he still continued with his life. Like, he's lived to tell the story.
He's a tough guy. That's
yeah,
for
so
sure.
he's going to tell us everything that happened tomorrow at 8:30.
Fans were quite surprised last week when a previously unheard full demo of Nirvana's song Opinion surfaced on YouTube. So this song was never performed live or recorded in a studio. It had only been heard by fans through a bootleg copy of Kurt Cobain's solo acoustic performance on the KAOS Boy Meets Girl radio show back in 1990.
The crazy part, I know the guy that had Nirvana on KAOS. I sent him a message. I haven't talked to him in forever. It's a guy, John Goodmanson. He was an incredible record producer. He's worked with some great bands. And my old band got to work with him many, many, many years ago. So I'm trying to get a hold of him and track him down because I'm wondering if that was the performance that he was interviewing Nirvana when they did that song. Because that was the only version people heard. So this is like the holy grail for Nirvana fans, is to hear this version, this demo that was mentioned in Montage of Heck, mm-hmm. I think, was it the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it finally got surfaced. It finally made its way up on the internet, on YouTube of all things.
Thank goodness for the internet.
You ready to hear it?
I am so excited.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. You have won. It's a year subscription. All bad puns and a makeshift story. I'm concerned. You set it up to see it burn. Opinions. Our opinions. There seems to be a problem here. And the scale of emotion seems to clear. And the rise and fall like Wall Street stock. And they have an effect on my peace.
smell. Did someone go to the bathroom?
What is happening?
And that's how that song ends.
What kind of house is he living in? Bunch of savages making stinks. Making stinks, as they like to call it.
I like it, though. That was really cool.
That sounds just like Nirvana.
It does. It sounds like a Nirvana song.
I don't think anyone would have been like, no, that's not Nirvana. That sounded exactly what I would expect Nirvana to sound like. You know, the Beatles did it with AI. They were able to get, John Lennon's voice.
Yes.
Isolated and cleaned up. And they used, technology to make it happen. And they were able to finally put together that last Beatles song, which was a great documentary that they did on it on YouTube. And I thought the song sounded really cool. I'm not a big Beatles fan. Now, I'm a huge Nirvana fan. I kind of hope, I don't know if they'll do it and if it'll piss off too many people, but I would love for them to utilize artificial intelligence for a good reason and maybe get Dave and Chris back in the studio, figure out a way to pull those vocals and give us a version of that.
I bet they could do it.
Well, I know they can. Yeah. Will they, though? That's the big question. Wouldn't you love to hear that?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. I think that would be really freaking cool.
You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. You can follow us on social at Daily Migs. The men's room had a party at Olaf's over the weekend. Danny and Sarah were there, and it sounds like you guys chatted it up with the guys from the men's room, and everyone was very spirited.
Oh, yeah, we sure did. I don't know if they remember chatting with us, but we definitely did.
Well, in this audio clip that we have, I'm not sure if Thrill remembers.
But, probably not.
But we shall find out. Sarah, where are you at?
I'm at Olaf's and Ballard with the men's room party. The Ted Smith.
Hola.
Oh, my Thrill just walked out here.
What?
Who is it?
It's the world. Say hello to the world.
The world?
Yes, the world.
Hey, world, what is your problem?
Aren't you so glad that Danny and Sarah showed up to your party?
No. 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 We have pictures of him that said, don't let him in. No, I got that wrong. We have pictures of you.
Me?
That said, yeah. Too late.
It's like, you.
You.
Me?
That said, yeah. Too lazy to move herself.
But it's a great time, right?
I am having a good... What's going on, bro?
It's a great time.
I think we're about to get kicked out of here,
dude. I know. I think Thrill's going to kick me out.
What the hell is going on at the end of this? Just chaos?
Chaos.
Yeah, a listener walked up, said, and Thrill recognized him, and then all of a sudden, the bartender's like, what do you guys want? And we're like, oh, okay.
We better get going.
Now, what about the rockaholic that recognized you, Sarah?
I was just walking by, and all of a sudden, he was like, Sarah? And I was like, hey, what's up? And he knew it was me because of a very interesting reason.
Sarah, who are you here with?
We're here with Troy.
Troy!
And how did he recognize you, Sarah?
Troy, do you want to explain how you knew it was me?
So I was out here enjoying myself at the, what are we calling these? The
Olaf's.
The Olaf's. We're at Olaf's with the world tour for the men's room.
Yeah.
And I'm out here, and I was talking with Miles over there in the corner, and then suddenly this really beautiful blonde woman walked by.
Thank you. Wow.
And her lip was hanging down.
I thought you were going to say some other blonde woman, and I was like, oh, that would have been amazing.
And her lip was hanging down low.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you're Sarah.
And I was like, yeah, how'd you know? And then he explained that to me, and I was like, oh, that's how you knew.
Yeah, and I did.
And what did you apologize to me for?
I apologized for making rude texts about... Rude and lewd and crude texts about BJ's daughter.
And you love my lip in real life, right?
George is a lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
That's the truth right there.
Was George there with you?
He was not.
Oh, I probably for the better.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But, you know, I appreciate listeners who can, you know, say that they used to talk a lot of crap about you all the time and then meet you in real life and be like, well, okay, you're actually not that bad.
Yeah,
well,
that's the internet right there.
Yeah, really.
Say mean things. You meet the person and love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, big thanks to everyone who came out to Olaf's yesterday and celebrated the men's room IPA. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? His record is 106 wins, 27 losses, and 16 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/acrossamerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.